Shalom to all. Today's office Yerushalmi Chagiga Chav Gimel. We are starting Chav Beis Amud Beis about eight lines off from the bottom by the two dots with the words Tani Rabbi Yosi. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Morris Mem Sarabas Miyakam Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we discuss something the Mishnah said when enumerating the differences between Truma and Kodesh. So Tani Rabbi Yosi basically teaches Minah Reviva Kodesh Hu Pasul. How do we know that Reviva Kodesh is Pasul? We had said in the Mishnah that Truma can become maximum a Shlishi, whereas Kodesh could become a Revi. The question is, how do we know that? The answer is Vidinu. It's a Kal V'Chaymer. Ma Mechusar Kippurim. Just like a person who's a Mechusar Kippurim. That's a person who is Tamei. He went to the mikvah. He went through Harav Shemesh, which means it was nightfall. He woke up the next morning and he's 100% Tahar. The only thing he has to do is bring a karbon, which is why we're calling him Chusar Kippurim. He's lacking his atonement, so he has to bring a karbon. Such a person, She'eino Paisel B'Truma, he doesn't Pasel Truma, Harei Paisel B'Kodesh, but he does Pasel Kodesh, as the Pasuk tells us. Well, Shlishi, Shu Paisel B'Truma, Shlishi that does Pasel Truma, and he didn't Shifsel B'Kodesh, shouldn't we say for sure that it Pasels Kodesh? Now, don't say from here, okay, fine. Kodesh maximum could become a Shlishi just like Truma. And that's because Harei Lomanu L'Shlishi Min HaKasov, we actually have a source from a pasuk, as we're going to soon see, that we have a Shlishi L'Toma. The merely the fact that Kodesh could become a Shlishi does not need to be learned from a Kal V'Chaymer, that's learned from the pasuk. Therefore, L'Rvi Mi Kal V'Chaymer, it must be this Kal V'Chaymer that we just had, learning Kodesh from Truma, is that Kodesh could become a Rvi and not just a Shlishi. Harei, we have a question on this. Hasar Rechen Rechen asks as follows, how could you say such a Kal V'Chaymer in the first place? Harei Ha'ichla B'Machas Tvul Yom Yechiyach, food that comes from a Tvul Yom should prove that this is not so. A person who's Tamei went to the mikveh that day, so he's a tvul yoim, he's one who immersed that day, he's still tamei to some extent until Harav Shemesh, until nightfall, so he's going to prove that this kal v'chaymer doesn't really make sense in the first place. Why is that? Chav gemol m'ralf on the top, because harei hu paisel b'truma ve'eino paisel b'kodesh, such a person, if he's a tvul yoim, he pasels truma and he doesn't pasel kodesh, which means he doesn't make kodesh a revi, because the gemara in Saita that tells us this, that a tvul yoim who touches truma will pasel it, and the chamim add on and say that this applies even to kodesh, they don't make this kal v'chaymer that the Kodesh actually becomes Revi, and so we see that we don't say such a Kal V'Chaymer. But now putting that to the side, we go back to what we just said before, that we do have a Kal V'Chaymer. So let me further clarify, because remember we had said that we don't need a Kal V'Chaymer to teach us that Kodesh could become a Shlishi. That's learned from a Pasuk. Where's that Pasuk? So that's now that the Gemara tells us, Rav Chanan says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Asid Rabbi Yosi, Kishitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi, Shitas Rabbi Yosi is like Rabbi Kiva his Rebbe. Come on, Rabbi Kiva Amatama, just like Rabbi Kiva says over there, Yitma, I would learn from here, Yitama Devar Taira, Rabbi Yosi Amahacha, Rabbi Yosi says the same thing here, Yitma, Yitama. Now, what's this referring to? So this is a pasuk in regards to toma of a kli cheres, and the pasuk tells us as follows: Uchli cheres asher yipol mehem al taychai, and kli cheres, an earthenware kli, the one of them, referring to a sheretz, falls inside of it. Kol asher b'soychai yitma, everything that's inside of it becomes tamei. Now he darshens the word yitma over here because really he could just say kol asher b'soychai tamei, everything that's inside of it is tamei. Why does it say the word yitma? It must mean that we can revowelize it and understand it as yitamei, that this thing that became tamei could be metamei something else. So we see Tomas Shlishi Minat Torah. How so? Well, the Sheretz, which is an Av, goes into the airspace of the Kli Cheres, which now becomes a Rishon. Then when food goes inside of it, it becomes a Sheni. And the word Yitma, which again we're understanding to mean Yitamei, means that this loaf of bread, which is a Sheni, is now able to make a Shlishi. And so that's Rabbi Yosi's source as well. And therefore, we'll need the Kal V'Chaymer to tell us that Kodesh could become a Revi. However, Rav Avo says between Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, less Rabbi Yosi tzarech l'dein Kal V'Chaymer. Rabbi Yosi doesn't even need the Kal V'Chaymer. Why is that? Because Kri Darsh Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi actually darshens a different pasuk. Let's just read the whole pasuk inside, and it's important to note that this pasuk is talking about kodshim. The pasuk tells us as follows: "V'abasar shuriga b'chol tamei, and meat which touches any tamei lo yachel, it's not allowed to be eaten, but eishi sarif, it shall be burned in fire." So Ravot tells us that he darshens as follows: when the pasuk says "V'abasar shuriga zeh sheni shenaga b'rishon," it's referring to a sheni that touched a rishon, which means it's referring to kodesh meat that touched a rishon l'toma that makes it a sheni. Then when the pasuk says "B'chol tamei zeh shlishi shenaga b'sheni," that's talking about another piece of kodshim meat that touched a sheni, which makes it a shlishi. And then when the pasuk says lo yachel should not be eaten, that tells us that soif tamei lo yachel, that the end of the line tuma is not allowed to be eaten. In other words, we already know that we're talking about a shlishi l'tuma over here because it says b'chal tamei, and that's referring to something that touched the sheni, so that made it a shlishi. And really, the pasuk doesn't have to say lo yachel at all because right afterwards it says but ishi sarif, it should be burned in fire. So why does it have to tell us it's not allowed to be eaten? If it has to be burned, of course it's not allowed to be eaten. It must mean that it's telling us that there's another level that's not allowed to be eaten, namely if another piece of kodesh touches this shlishi, so it becomes a revi. So according to Ravo, Rabbi Yosi doesn't require Kal V'Chaymer. He has a Beferish Pasuk that tells us Kodesh could become a Revi. But now the Gemara goes back to the original drasha before Ravo, namely Rabbi Yosi is agreeing to Rabbi Kiva, and we're learning Shlishi Midai Raisa from Thomas Kli Cheres. So as the Gemara asks, up until now we know Shlishi applies to foods that became Tamei in the airspace of a Kli Cheres that became Tamei with a Sheretz. But what about the following? How do we know the food itself that was touched by a Sheretz, that's now able to touch something and make it a Sheni, which can now touch something something, make it a shlishi, and then from there we can learn the kavu chaymer to revi. And the answer is v'dinhu, it's a kavu chaymer. When we're dealing with kalim, they do not become tame if they go into the airspace of a kli cheres that became tame with a sheretz. That's based off a drasha from the pasuk. Nonetheless, harehin matamin kisheretz latame oichlin. Kalim themselves, nonetheless, are able to be matame like a sheretz to be matame other food, which is what we had just said before. Then when we have the original kli that the sheretz fell into, that kli does become tame, and it is in turn matame food. Well, oichlin atzman shenitmu b'sheretz einudin shenitmu kisheretz latame oichlin. Food itself that could become tame when it's touched by a sheretz, shouldn't we say for sure that they are now able to be matame other foods, making them a shlishi? As that's our kal v'chaymer. Says the Gemara, ad kedoyin k'Rabbi Kiva. Up until now, this all could according to Rabbi Kiva. However, k'Rabbi Shmuel, what about Rabbi Shmuel, who argues with Rabbi Kiva, and he doesn't have this whole drasha of yitma, yitame, teaching us that something could become a shlishi midaraisa. So how does he know that kodesh could become a revi? And the answer is, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel teaches as follows in a braisa. According to this pasuk, the Rabbi Vo had brought, however, darshaning it differently. When the pasuk says, v'basar shi'iga b'chal tame, zeh rishon shenaga b'tame. That's talking about rishon touch tame. In other words, we're talking about kodesh meat that touched an av hatoma, that makes it a rishon. Then when the pasuk says lo yachel rabbi sasheni, that's going to include a sheni. In other words, when we have more kodesh meat that touches this rishon, so it becomes a sheni. And that's where the drasha stops. Rabbi Shmuel continues shlishi b'truma minayin. So how do we know that truma could become a shlishi? And the answer is within what's a kavu chaymer. Ma'am tevul yoyim she'ena paisel b'chulin harayu paisel b'truma. That a person who's tevul yoyim, he doesn't pasel chulin, but he does pasel truma. Sheni shehu paisel b'chulin, sheni which is a psul by chulin, chulin could become a sheni. Ainu din shehu psul b'truma. Shouldn't we say for sure that it's able to pasel truma? So if you have food that's a sheni, it could pasel truma. That's kavachimer number one. So that's how we know that shlishi applies. The question is, revi b'kodesh minayin? How do we know that kodesh could even become a revi? And the answer is v'dinhu. We have another kavachimer. My mechusar kipurim she'ena pasel b'truma harayu pasel b'kodesh. Somebody who's mechusar kipurim, as we had at the beginning of the Gemara, he doesn't pasel truma, but he pasels kodesh. Well, shlishi shu pasel b'truma ainu shehu psul b'kodesh shlishi, which is a psul by truma. Shouldn't we say for sure that it's going to pasel kodesh, making it a revi? Bottom line is harayu lamanu l'rishon l'sheni min hakasov. We have a source from the pasuk that something could become a rishon or sheni l'toma. Shlishi min haden. We have a kavachaymer for a shlishi, and actually Rechem Kanievsky brings that really it's a mamatzinu and it's not a kavachaymer, and ulurvi mi kavachaymer. Ulurvi by kodesh is from a kavachaymer, and that's the source for Rabbi Shmuel. The problem with this is donu loy din min haden. We're able to learn one kavachaymer from another. We know that we can't do this. If shlishi is learned from a special limud kavachaymer mamatzinu, either which way, we're not able to learn revi by kodesh from it. That's learning one limud from another limud, and it doesn't work like that. So how is this a good source in Rabbi Shmuel? And the answer is something totally different. That actually, everything is really mishubet to halacha, which means halacha mashmi sinai. Namely, the fact that shlishi pasels truma and revi pasels kodesh, that's halacha mashmi sinai. And everything we have over here, all these limudim, these kavachimers, and everything, that's just a smachta from the chachamim, but really it's not necessary because again, these dinim are halacha mashmi sinai. We now go on to explain another part of the Mishnah. We said that with truma, if one of his hands becomes tamei, the other one is tahar, even if he touches the other one. Not so by kodesh, if one of his hands becomes tame and he touches the other one, that also becomes tame. So now we discuss to what extent that second hand of his becomes tame when we're dealing with kodesh. So we have machlekes. L'tame asa kodesh divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds that second hand becomes tame to the extent that it's going to be tame kodesh, which means his first hand became tame, it's a sheni. When he now touches his other hand, the other hand also becomes a sheni. That's what we're calling it l'tame asa kodesh, because that sheni now can touch something and make it a shlishi, and that shlishi can now make something else a revi. However, Rebbe Yisrael Yudaimer, he says that no, lifts all the kodesh, it only passels kodesh. That's because his first hand was a sheni, it then touched a second hand, which became a shlishi, and a shlishi at maximum can passel kodesh, it can make it a revi, but it's not able to make it tame, which means it can't make it a shlishi, then now it can make something else a revi. So we have machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Yuda. Antachav Gemara based on top, continues to shitas Rebbe, ask the Gemara, my Rebbe, Rebbe Yeshua? Are we saying that Rebbe is going in shitas Rebbe Yeshua? The thing Taman, we have Mishnah over there, Maseches Yadayim, it tells us, kol ha'paisels ha'truma, anything that passels truma, which means when we have sheni l'tuma, that passels truma, making it a shlishi. So the chachamim were actually geyser regarding this, that metame sayadaim liyashniyos, this sheni is metame person's hands, and his hands become a sheni as well, and vahayad metame es chaverta, one hand is going to metame the other one, div Rebbe Shua, that's Rebbe Shua's opinion. Now the chachamim argue with him, that's not so. So it seems to be that Rebbe is going like a das yachid, like shitas Rebbe Yeshua, they were very machmir when it comes to a sheni l'tuma. If that touches a person's hand, it makes his hand a sheni, and then that hand in turn makes his other hand a sheni. Says the Gemara, no, it's a little bit different. Rebbe Yeshua, Rabbim in the Rebbe. Rebbe Yeshua is more machmir, which means he's a bigger chedesh than what Rebbe's saying. Mada Amar Rebbe, but kodesh. Rebbe's only saying this in regards to kodesh, meaning Rebbe says that this is a specific chumra by kodesh, when one hand becomes a sheni, that makes his other hand a sheni as well. Umada Amar Rebbe Yeshua, betruma. Rebbe Yeshua is saying this this, even in regards to Truma, when one hand becomes a Sheni, it makes the other hand a Sheni, turning Truma into a Shlishi. So really, Rebbe is different than Rebbe Yeshua. We can discuss in Shittas Rebbe. Rish Lakish says, Loi Shanu El Chaverta. This is only taught. This Chumra, the one hand is Matami another, that's only its Chaver, its friend, meaning the right hand is Matami the left hand. Ha Cheres Loi. But it's not Matami somebody else's hand. If one person's hands become Tomei, if he touches somebody else's hand, it's not going to be Matami it. We don't go so far with the Chumra. However, Rabbi Yechon says, Afilu Acheres, it's even Matami somebody else's hands. Rabbi Yirmiya quotes Rabbi Ami, says, Rishim Yechon, even a bigger Chedesh, Afilu Kikar, even a loaf of bread, which means we're so Machmir that when a person's hands become a Sheni, when he touches bread, that makes the bread a Sheni, and then that Sheni can now make something else a Shlishi. However, right away we have a attraction. I mean, they said, Chazer Bei Rabbi Yechon was Chazer from that. So now we ask, Ma Amar Kai Ad Lo Yachzer Bei, what did he say before he was Chazer from it? Which means, what did he see that bothered him that he was Chazer from the Shita? And the answer is, Loi Amar Ella Latame Chaverta, that's the proper Girsa. We only said this Chumra, that hands become Tame Sheni, that they can now be Matame something else. That's only in regards to Matame another hand. Al Shame, that's because, Kol Paisel Satrum, Matame Seidam, Li Ashniyas. Due to this very high level Chumra, that anything that apostles Truma, namely a Sheni Latoma, that's going to be Matame a person's hands to become a Sheni. That's only that their hands become a Sheni, and even to the extent that they're Matame other hands. Halatamar Kikar, but in regards to those hands being Matame a loaf of bread, making that a Sheni, Kol Amoidai Sheni Matame Al Shame Shein Sheni is a Sheni, everyone's going to agree that it's not going to be Matame a loaf of bread. That's because we know a standard dinim of Toma, Sheni can't make a Sheni, so his hands that are a Sheni are not able to make a loaf of bread a Sheni. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel, continue to discuss chumers that we find by Kaidesh over Truma, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.